Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, friend. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to all of our besties. We're so happy that you are joining us for another year of these amazing conversations and connections. And for Rashida and I, this is just fun. We get to like talk to each other every week and get weird and talk about being moms and all of that and meet with really cool guests. And having you along is like such a huge bonus. So I'm really stoked for this year and everything we have recorded so far and everything that hasn't even like solidified yet. I'm excited because I know it'll be, you know, one of the gems of the year as it was last year.
Absolutely. Oh, as you were talking, it made me think about, because you were like, you know, everything we have recorded and everything that we're about to be will be recorded this year. Besties, if y'all have a topic in mind or something that you are interested in and you think it'd be really cool to hear and have a conversation about, let us know. Shoot us a message. Because Lauren and I only know what we know, and we know that you know so much more. And so we would love to like dig in even deeper and get weird about all the things during our weekly conversation. So yeah, let us know if you have anything that you're like, you know what, y'all should really talk about this or have a guest about that. Yeah. We'd love to know.
We totally want to know what you're interested in, and yeah. We'll do whatever you want. We'll also do whatever we want, but
yeah, that's true.
There's room for it all.
There is room for it all.
You know, we have 52 weeks of the year, you know, 52 episodes at least to put out. So it's really fun. Like last year to see how it shaped, because it's not like we had all 52 planned. Like at the beginning of the year, we had kind of a structure set and then we're like, let's just have fun with this. So I think that's, such a fun part of this podcast, but makes me think about my life too. Like we'll get into later our intentions and stuff for the year, but I think having like a good framework and then being able to flow within that is where like all the magic and the fun lies.
I agree, Lauren. You know, it was one of those things when we did coaching training together. It was like the very first week and they were like, you know, you need to have some type of structure in place and all this and a plan. And I very much was not a structure or a plan person. I'm just like, I just want to do whatever I want to do. Like, I just want to be happy doing what I'm doing. But something about that, it was like, if I have this structure in place, this plan in place, I can do whatever I want inside of it. Mm-hmm. And that was very freeing. And so you speaking to that point, that's, it's really true. We came up with a structure. We didn't know if it, we said, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, it works. And it ended up working out really well. And it kind of not only kept us on track, but took like the guesswork out of like trying to figure out what we were going to do and what was going to happen. We just kind of like stuck to our framework, and it had last year felt really good doing that. Even to the point when we had our little visioning talk, we were like, we like this. Just
like, doing, we don't need to change anything.
Yeah, it's going really well. So
that reminds me, I share something really similar, like in my yoga teacher training at True Love, where I don't give people like a set sequence to teach or something like that, but it's like, here are the rules and here is how you sequence. And I'm going to ask you to work within this framework for a long time. And it gives you a lot of freedom. Like it gives you the structure to flow from. And then when you master that, you can start breaking the rules.
Yeah.
And you can do it masterfully, you know? And I think it's the same with this and with a lot of things in life is like, you know, as much as we want to be like free flowing and our feminine all the time, it does need that. It needs container. That structure. And what the container provides is consistency. It provides safety, protection. It provides familiarity. But there's so much fun you can have within that. So, not at all what I was planning on talking about today,
No,
but
but it's needed. I mean, honestly, when you think about it, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about just like me and massaging. I'm going on 12 years now as a massage therapist, and I can even apply that same thing to what I do. You know, I, for very early on in my career, had a structure, had a plan. I went about it this way, in this particular way, all the time, which created a foundation and the knowledge for me now to be like, I'm going to intuitively go into this massage. All my clients know that I will typically touch base, usually everywhere, but I go where the body tells me to go. And if that means I spend 15 minutes in a particular area, I spend 15 minutes in that area, but I have the knowledge and the know-how to kind of flow through the other places that I need to for it to feel complete and good when they get up off that table. And you saying that, it's just like a light bulb going off. Like, yeah, duh. Like, we all have to start from somewhere. We all have to create this like container, this place, the starting place. That's where we get the freedom after we do that, after we get good with that, after we practice that, after we play around in our masculine a little bit. The feminine's like, these are my boundaries, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do within these boundaries. And it's good. It feels good. It feels protected. It feels, like you said, safe. So thanks, friend. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, of course. And we'll put a pin in that for now, but we'll come back to it later because it really has to do with like my personal intentions for the year, I think. But before we get into those, Rashida and I wanted to share with you all a fairly quick reading. We usually do monthly readings, but we're going to do one for 2024 right now. And before we get into it, we were like, I'm going to access the records, Akashic records. That's where we're going to pull from today. And I realized I needed a little bit more form and structure. So I'm actually going to pull a card. And Rashida, are you pulled from the records, right? You've got your
I did.
message.
I got my message.
Okay, cool. So as usual, we'll ask you to choose number one or number two. And just feel into what feels better in your body. And don't question what comes, just allow it to come. And this might pertain to a specific situation, but I really think this is more of a reading for our besties, for the year in general. If you're feeling like your body's saying both, then absolutely receive both messages. And we find a lot of times when we share these messages that they really are synchronistic.
Yes. I'm back here like, wait, what are
I
Cinco?
was like synchronous. That's what I really wanted to say. I wanted to say harmonious and I wanted to say synchronistic at the
I think I was thinking of
same
harmonious too, but you were saying sync, and I was like, wait.
Synergistic, we could say that
Synergist. Oh, that's a
too.
good one.
I think
Yes.
I was honestly trying to say all three of those words at the same time. But y'all know what I mean. They work
Yes.
together.
Yes.
They go together. So if you chose number one, you chose me. I'll go first today. And like I said, I am feeling I need something physical to go off of. So I'm using my favorite deck. It's the same deck I used for 2023 readings as well, which is my Goddess Guidance Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. And I'm going to shuffle them and see what sticks out. Okay. So I pulled Artemis, the guardian.
Ooh.
And it says on the card, you and your loved ones are safe and spiritually protected. And I will read Doreen's reading for this card.
Okay.
Message from Artemis. Like me, you have a sacred mission to spread love and light. Yet, this isn't a position that comes from tension or worry. Instead, the gentle essence of a joyful heart and lighthearted laughter sets your power into motion. Why would there be any tension in your mind or system unless you believed that you were somehow unsafe? And how could you be unsafe when you've been called upon the spiritual warriors to watch over you? Your prayers have activated the flawless protection of heaven. So ease your mind of all cares and concerns and concentrate instead upon your holy mission. The meanings of this card, the angels are watching over you and your family. Your future is safe and secure. All your needs are being met and always will be. And the worst is now behind you. This is interesting to me. Yeah, to me, it really goes back to the conversation that we were just having of like, we can be in our dharma or purpose and spread the love and light, or, for me, it's like the light and the dark, I think. And we can do it because of the safety of the container that we're in, right? And I think it's important to remember that the systems and structures that exist are not just ones that we personally make. They're not just ones collectively there, like with humanity, our government systems, our schools, our social structures, etc., that there's also this like structure of spiritual support that's there that we can surrender into. I never really thought of it that way before, honestly, as like this structure. But I was listening to somebody yesterday and they were talking about bringing back the word matrix, not in like, I got to get out of the matrix way, but matrix means mother. And it's this like structure of the goddess. And I think of that like holding me and protecting me and being there. So I also like want to pose this question of who would you be? What would you share? What would you be drawn to? What would you activate in your life if you knew it was safe to do so? Right? Because I think there are a lot of things that we feel called to do, maybe, and we don't listen because it sounds scary. And we're denying the world, these beautiful gifts that we're given. And I was also listening to somebody the other day, somebody else, and they were talking about like when they are taking a big risk, that what they do is go into the worst case scenario. And like really think about that. And if you're okay with that, then you take the risk, right? And then it really doesn't have that power or control over you anymore. And most of us are really resilient. We can get through almost anything. I think like even when things feel really low, there is this level of support, from our souls, from source above, or however we want to call it, the matrix. And isn't that a beautiful thing? I think about like, I don't know, times earlier in my life when I was so upset and all I wanted was like my mom to hold me and I could cry, and it felt like a low, low, but there's still that level of like beautiful support there, right? And like when my daughter is upset and I get to hold her through that, like I don't see it as a low moment, I see it as a beauty. I'm a little bit all over the place, I'll be honest, but I'm gonna read a little bit more about Artemis because she supplies that in here. She's the Greek goddess, Artemis, the twin sister of Apollo, the sun god. She's a powerful, tomboyish goddess who prefers to spend her time in the woods with wild animals. Artemis has carried a bow and arrow ever since they were given to her in childhood, yet she never uses them to hurt anything. Rather, the energy of her bow and arrow is a talisman that helps her focus her thoughts and intentions, and she always reaches the mark of her manifestations. Artemis helps us concentrate and focus as well. She offers protection to all who are called upon her, particularly women and children. So yeah, this brings up one more thing for me, which is has come to mind, is the world is it's everything. It's scary, it's great, like there's everything going on at once all the time, right? And we are privy to what's happening in a lot of places due to technology, and that's a great thing. We can lend our support and help to causes that we wouldn't have access to otherwise. And in that, humans are really like programmed to be in the fear a lot of times because we want to survive. We need to know what the threats are to ensure our own survival. But as like modern humans, that is not a very healthy mindset to carry with us. We're exposed to so much. There's a lot to be scared of. There is also so much beauty. There's also so many things to uplift. And I think if we can, of course, like listen to what's going on and not dig our put our head in the sand, but also really focus on that arrow of intention going toward like awakening, going toward love, going toward the best of humanity. I think that's a really important thing to help dig us out of these trenches we're in right now. What does this bring up for you?
Yeah, no, I really love that. I think it's so funny that, excuse me, you pulled this card because I pulled a card yesterday from my other deck, and it was the mother card or the star mother, and like that reminder that you're supported and held and loved. And I think going into this year, it's really important to know and remember and to feel, especially when it comes to, you know, when we talk about our security, Lauren. I feel like 2023 was a great year for a lot of us, but it also still illuminated so much of that fear that we still have, you know, of being seen, of being heard for one in particular, but also just on a bigger scale, like sometimes even our safety, our physical body safety type of fear. So knowing that we have that support, knowing that we can pull from that energy and be safe, is important. Now, when you talked about Artemis and it said, you know, she has a bow and arrow, but she never uses it to hurt anything. And it helps her, it's a talisman, it helps her focus and hit the mark of her manifestations. That was so, so powerful. One of an image that this tool, so to speak, that typically would cause harm isn't how she's using it. You know, it's more of like a focus piece. And I think that's a great way to kind of like go into looking at this year, like these things that we might have had fear around or that can cause harm. How can we transmute and transform that into like actually doing good with it? There were so much that came up for this one, but that really is what I'm feeling like and what came up for me during your reading.
Thank you, Rashida. I love that. I love the focus on the talisman and yeah, staying true. I know yoga teacher Catherine Buttig, that was her, like her whole platform was aim true for a long time. And I think it was based on the story of Artemis. And yeah, there's so much to distract us out there. How can we stay focused and how can we transmute this warrior energy into something beautiful?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'd love to know yours, number two.
Yeah, so here is number two. I walked up a bunch of stairs in my mind to get to this. So the Akashic Records. But when I first, I had a book in front of me, and what first came up and the only thing that was on it was peace, the word peace. I thought that was very interesting. And I kind of felt like this calming. And when I just sat with that, I felt the need to start writing. So I'm going to write exactly what came through and we can go from there. This is the year to walk fully with intention. Order your steps in a way that is in alignment with your purpose. Do this for you and watch the universe work. You are shifting into the most abundant timeline. And so stay soft and keep your eye on the vision. This is your year to understand why all that came before was necessary. Be brave, trust, and allow the unfolding.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting. And when we think about this year, I feel like a lot of us have done just collectively so much work up until this point. Things have been moving and shifting and changing and, you know, ordering our steps in a way that is in alignment with our purpose will allow us to stay soft. I think this goes, you know, right back to what we were talking about with the container and intention and the structure, you know, knowing what your purpose is, figuring that out is a process, but it allows you to work with inside like a framework. If you know exactly what you're here to do, exactly what you're about, you can order your steps towards that goal or vision. Honestly, it didn't say goal, it said vision. And I think the key thing with this is that's it's not a goal, it's a vision. Vision gives you the ability to shift and move and change with inside that structure. But shifting into your most abundant timeline. So stay soft. And this for me has a feeling of things have already been in the works and are in the works for us. We just need to continue to like stay true to ourselves, keep going towards our North Star. We don't have to like push. This is not a year for us to like really push because the universe already has it for us. We just need to be consistent, devoted. Really, to our purpose, and we will see everything unfold. And then the be brave, trust, and allow. I mean, that's normal. That's normal, like great wisdom anyway, but just that simple reminder just to be brave no matter what comes up, trust that what comes up is for you, or know that it's not for you, and order your steps accordingly. I think this year is really asking us to be mindful and have intention with how we're treading this earth towards, really look towards where we're going and just be a little bit more intentional. And within that intention, we will see all that we are desiring. Yeah.
Well, that is really sanctimonious with No, it is. I feel like almost it's the same message
Yeah.
for both, which is really cool. It reminds me of course, yoga, but we talk about drishti in yoga, and that's where you're placing your eyes. It's your gazing point. And it's really important. It helps you balance
Yeah.
and it helps you focus. And, when you're in a balancing pose, for instance, let's say you're in tree pose, which most people know, you find your drishti is your body, and you don't tense your body, breathe, and your body's going to like move and sway. That's how balancing works. But without the drishti, it's really hard to find
Right.
point of balance. So, I don't know what I'm trying to say here other than like, yeah, I'm seeing this theme of like, yeah, remaining focused and like in balance, you have to be okay with the swaying. That there has to be a certain level of softness to maintain. And it can be really hard,
Yeah, for sure.
And the more you maintain focus, the more you maintain like the softness with the breath, the longer you can sustain. And yeah, I love that. It's funny, it's a contrast. Like I know I think we pulled four cards last year, but the first one I pulled was like easy does it. And I do think there are elements of that in it, but it is this like it's this balance of masculine and feminine.
That sway, once you're going to be to one side more than the other, but having that vision, keeping that softness will allow you to flow within that, I think, as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love these too because they're not like promising necessarily that it's going to be the best year ever. Because life is not all good and all bad ever. There are always so many different things going on. But these are more instructional of like how to handle it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, so good. And so different from last year.
Yeah, totally. I love it. I'm
Me too.
excited for this year, actually. I've been feeling the last few weeks of 2023, I was kind of just like, well, I don't know. I need to just like not even think about it that much and spend my time like really honoring the end of this particular phase
Yeah.
before like jumping into visioning for the new one. We haven't gotten to talk about it personally, and we'll talk about it more off pod, but I had a great reading with Nikki Novo. I've been wanting to get a reading from her forever. She doesn't offer them very often, and I'm like, I'm just gonna do it. And I need to listen to it again, but it was really helpful. in like kind of getting myself prepared to like even think about visioning for this year. And I feel complete with 2023 now and like ready to be in 2024, but also to honor this winter season. 'Cause like we know we are celebrating the Gregorian New Year. It doesn't really have anything to do with nature itself. It's sort of an arbitrary day. Although I think since there's this collective belief and feeling around it, that it does have some power, you know?
Yeah, it's still a big portal because of that. We have poured so much energy into this new year time that it's great for manifesting. It's great for visioning. It really is. But I think when we're trying to like live a little more nature-based, we can flow within that, right? You know, I can start to visualize and vision some things, but I might not start until in bulk. I might not start till the spring equinox. I don't know. But it's okay either way and still honor this time, like you said, Lauren, because we're in the dead of winter. It's not everything's dead, but everything's like underground. And you know, as nature beings of nature, we should be too, not really getting into this fire pitta energy yet, but more of this kapha, this earth really grounding in, staying warm, being cozy. And so I agree with you on that.
My plan is kind of to put some things in place right now and then to like really get after it a little bit more once we get back from Costa Rica.
Yeah, which will be right around that time for us. I think
It'll be.
starting it off in Costa Rica, like really starting our year off, will be amazing. A really great activating space for us.
And we'll be there together, like in Bridget or in bulk, right?
I think so. Gotta look at the date.
Was it like February 2nd?
I think so. Oh, we
Because
might
this.
be a little after.
Okay. Well, we get to like still celebrate that together.
Absolutely.
All right. So I would love to know, and this doesn't have to be fully formed since what we were just talking about is relevant, but what like intentions are coming up for you for the year, or if there are words, however you do it, what are you visioning right now?
I haven't so much honed in on a word yet this year. I do need to think more about it if I want to have a word and stick to a word, but my intention for this year, you know, I've been kind of thinking about it, is to move. I mean, it almost what this reading was, but to move towards my purpose in a way that is in alignment with me, my family, and what I'm trying to do at building this community. I can say things like I want to have, you know, my four tents and glamping tents and fully furnished and X, Y, and Z, but that's not really what is lighting me up at the moment. Really, this year, I would love to see the magic happen around having this community here in where I am. Like really bringing that into fruition, really planting the seeds and then just seeing what comes from all of that. So my intention really is to plant the seeds this year and maybe have one quote unquote harvest before the end of the year as it relates to like this community that I'm putting together. How does that?
Yeah, that lands for me. I'm definitely feeling the word like village, like having your local people, you know,
Yes.
who are aligned, who are doing beautiful things together. I think that's really important. Like, you know, both you and I do a lot of work online, but having people in person is it's a different thing. I
It
think that
is.
sometimes it can like speed things up. Like I think about the time that we've had together in person, which isn't a lot, but we've had our two visits so far. And I feel like even though we have all these calls and we're very connected, that we leave these moments together feeling like, I don't know, disconnected a little bit more, to be able to like look into each other's eyes and see each other in situations that aren't just sitting and talking. We're like parenting and running around and, you know, doing all this stuff. Like you just get to know somebody on a more energetic level, I think, in that way. And I think there's so much like potency in that in-person portal that happens.
Yes. And I think it creates a way for you to be even more powerful virtually as well, you know. I don't discount anything that I do virtually. But I just there's just like this feeling that I've been feeling it since I had Macy, this need to connect, this need to be, like you said, part of this village, but a really aligned village, like being very intentional with the people and creating and what we're about. And you know, this year I will say planting is my intention, and depth, like I really want to just be a little more deeper with my relationships, with my people. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this year. I don't have specific goals set yet. That'll come later. That'll come probably after in bulk, but the vision is that village, that planting, like seeing what comes of what will grow from the things that I do. And as long as I think, you know, according to this reading, order my steps in that way, I will be pleasantly surprised by what comes from it.
Well, it's really potent then that we'll be meeting in Costa Rica for this gathering because it's going to be like a nice example of, you know, something you might potentially want to create later, but it's also like
Absolutely.
diving right into that in-person community right off the bat, you
For
know.
sure.
Yeah, yesterday, so we're recording this on the second. Yesterday was the first, and I had a like a yoga and manifesting workshop at my studio. And you know, it was a busy morning and doing stuff with the kids. And I sat down, you know, we had a full studio and I also had some folks online. And I like almost started crying when I was introducing the workshop because this is something I've been doing for many years. But like the last few years have really been interrupted with the pandemic and then obviously like becoming a mom, where I think I did the workshop in person last year. I think the year before we were going to, or no, I don't know, pandemic and stuff. But
Yeah,
it
things have
just
been a little
felt,
unsettled.
yeah, exactly. It just felt so freaking good to be there and to like put that energy into the space and to be in community and to be doing this work together. And it wasn't like a circle where we're sharing everything or anything like that, but it did feel. It just felt like good vibes. I don't know. I feel really grateful to have the container for that, you know.
Yeah.
And it reignited, not that I haven't been excited about my studio, but the last few years have just been really hard. They've been really hard. They've been hard for everybody, but yeah, they were really disruptive with my business. So I just felt this like excitement that I haven't felt in a while that didn't feel stressed. You know, it just felt like, oh, like we have this beautiful system and container and leaders and everything set up for this place to thrive this year. And not just the place, but for the people within it. And that feels like, yeah, it just feels really good.
I love that so much for you, and everyone that is able to be a part of that, because that's the power of community. That's the power of still meeting in person. That's the power of, you know, pouring, like you said, your energy into a space. So,
Yeah. Anything
well,
else? You said you didn't have a word or anything, but is.
no, that was, it's very, very, I don't want to say I'm vague this year because I feel like vague has a negative connotation, but I'm very open.
Yeah. You're leaving room for magic.
I'm leaving room for magic, and I find that especially when it comes to how I manifest, that is the best way for me, is just to be pretty open, not specific, and allowing
Yeah.
that to happen.
Also, you have your drishti, you have your point of focus,
I
and
do.
you know what sways and leans happen are re remain to be seen, right?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, thank you, Lauren. I love that. Drishti might be my word now.
It's a good word, right? It's
It is a good word.
like one of those things I just say a lot because I'm teaching teaching yoga, but it's like, fine. Gemma wants to put her pull-up on herself. She's yelling at me,
Okay.
right? It's okay. It's okay. Man, 3-year-old life. Yeah, is it's a deep word, as all Sanskrit words are, and I think, yeah, that might be the word. Don't feel like you have to settle on it right now.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna wait, but I really something about that is just like,
Yeah.
Well, okay, that was about me, friend. How about you? What are your intentions or a little bit of vision for this coming year?
Yeah, I'll have to talk it through because, kind of like you, it hasn't fully like cemented yet, I don't think. And I haven't boiled it down to like one word. And I don't know if I'll be able to be
And
honest.
you know what the beauty about this is? I feel like last year we tried to be very specific. We're in a completely different energy this year, and I love it.
Yeah, it is different. We're older and wiser. This is your wise woman year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So to me, like there are specific things to manifest this year. I have a few in mind. I won't go over all of them on this podcast, but as far as like intentions go, it's to create really like sustainable and measurable systems in my life so that I can see the measurable growth happening and be able to have a lot of fun like playing within them. So it's kind of like fine-tuning my masculine so that my feminine can feel more free and less clenched, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So for me, like, and a lot of what I need to do has come from this reading with Nikki. It was very business focused for the most part, but it's like really honing in on like who I'm talking to and figuring out this like sustainable social media posting system that actually is measurable and creating some like really nice automated things at the studio that will help like, convert people into memberships and stuff like that. Like just it's all stuff that's not always that fun to look at, but like done strategically can make a huge difference.
Yeah. And create
So
some ease around it, really.
exactly. So strategy would be one of my words, I guess, if I'm gonna put it that way. To create more abundance, to create, yeah, more space to have fun inside. Same thing, like even with parenting, Gemma's not quite old enough to have like this very structured schedule every day. And I don't know if our lives will ever totally look like that. But I've been thinking about like, can I get a calendar that has little like Velcro stickers on it that kind of show what we do at each time of day so she knows what to expect. And when she knows what to expect, she feels safe. And when she feels safe, she can relax and have fun. And I feel the same way kind of about businesses and things like that. So I already have a lot of systems in place, but it's about shuffling things around the way Nikki talked about it. 'Cause she's like, oh, you're doing this house renovation this year. Like we need to redesign our house, basically. We're gonna do it. We started this process a couple years ago, but we've been inspired to basically go a completely different direction now. Inspired by roadblocks, but also inspired by some new visions. And when we're not knocking the house down, we're not getting rid of the foundation, we're just rearranging things essentially and adding some stuff on. And she's like, you need to look at your businesses kind of in that same way of like, she's like, I think something was really disruptive to your businesses, like the pandemic. And I'm like, yeah, it was the pandemic. So it's not like, okay, I have to like end things that I have going on right now. It's just like taking a look at things and restructuring a few things and shuffling things around a little bit, and being more strategic. Like when we're renovating the house. The question is like, how do we want to use the house? And that creates the design. And then we build from that. And it's the same way, like with the businesses, like, how do I want to use these? How do I want people to use these? And then kind of figuring things out from there. So a little bit vague, but I have some stuff that it's already kind of brewing within me right now that I'm really excited about. With the studio, it's not as hard. You know, I've had that business for 8 years. Part of it's like, how do I get back to the heart of what it once was while also expanding into something new? How do I get the help that I need? Because I can't do it all.
Right.
I can't be there physically all the time. So I just hired on like a new person to be a community manager. Not to like program everything, but to just to like help do the little things that make a big difference. Like what is it about walking into a studio space that people might not even be aware of that makes a difference, that makes them feel comfortable and at ease right away? And then what are the fun bonus things we can do for our members and students to help them feel extra special? And anyway, I'm going into too much detail with that right now, probably.
No, but it's good. And you just even bringing it back to what you said, figuring out the function so that I know what to do within these two parts of what you're looking at, it really goes back to like the purpose. Like, what is the purpose of these things? And figuring that out and knowing exactly what that is will allow you to work within that framework.
For sure. Yeah, and for me, like one of the, I don't want to say more frustrating things, but just things about the last couple of years in like, recovering from the pandemic while building this new side of my business, which is more like the book and the personal brand, is a lot of it has been brand building, and there aren't a lot of like measurable results from that. I'm not like making a ton of money personally, or not that that's everything, but I haven't really been able to like grasp what the effect is at this time. So that's one of the things I'm really like honing in on right now, really being able to measure results so that I can pivot when needed and I can see what's working and what's not and not waste my time. I want to do like the same amount of work that I'm doing now or less, but do it smarter.
No, for sure. I think ultimately, when you think about freedom and when you think about time and when you think about like the lifestyle that you're setting up for you and your family and, Gemma, like time is important and you're not just trying to shuck away from doing the work. But if you can be more efficient at what you're doing, that means you're creating more time and more like positive time with your family, even when you get off of a call and or things have been stressful, like there's an effect, even though you're with your family, with Gemma, like your energy is a little different. So if you can take a moment now and put those things in place and create these structures and systems, that's going to help either give you back more time or allow for more ease with the time that you have with your family. It's just amazing. And it makes sense. We never like feeling like we're wasting our time, nor
No.
do we feel like someone might not agree with me on this, but I don't think it matters what you're doing and what business, if you're an employee or you're working for yourself. You want to know that one, you're doing a good job and what you're doing matters, and it's making an impact in some way. You want to feel appreciated and valued, and you want to know that this energy that you were freely given to this thing that's important to you is being received in a way that makes sense and it's impactful. And if you're just giving and you don't get that, like you said, you don't, it's not measurable. You don't know what's happening. And so your energy is just out there and you're like, is it even going towards my purpose? Is it even making an impact? And so like what you're talking about makes a lot of sense, and when we think about it in a big sense, Lauren, like you do have to get like super specific and structured to kind of put these things in place. That's where that masculine aspect comes in. So yeah.
I also want to say, like, people like us need to be building systems and structures. I know we say those two words sometimes as this, like, boogeyman in a way of like, this representation of the patriarchy and whatnot, but like we can build them in a way that is abundant and that's beautiful. And we need them in our lives. to be able to be in the feminine, you know? And like, yeah, I can have these ideas about what my dharma is or what my purpose is and how I want to serve, but if I don't have the structures to support that, then I'm not going to be helping anybody.
No, you might be walking in circles or speaking to the wrong people or just wasting your energy.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
And honestly, like sometimes we see kind of the stereotypical hippie who's like floating from one place to the other in the world, and maybe they're not really working, but they're like, oh, I did this training and this training and this training, and yeah, this and that. And then you find out like they have a trust fund or something like that, you know, like they
The
have the
ability to,
ability and the
yes.
safety to not really worry about the masculine aspects of things, right? Like they can miss their flight from Bali to come back because like they can just buy another ticket. No
No
big deal.
problem. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm going off in that direction, but
No,
so
well, it's well, it's back to what you're saying. Like people, like I'm gonna put it right now. I don't have a trust fund. You know? We got a little something something, but it's not like if I miss a my plane to Bali, like I'm stuck. Like it's not those tickets are huge. They're expensive. I have to be very strategic and mindful with what I'm doing and how I'm doing. Like even to the point, Lauren, like this trip that we're going on, it's a little more pricey than I thought it was gonna be at the outset, which is fine, because I know it's gonna be amazing. But I have a system now when I travel to look at all the things. I'm not just gonna go with the first option. I'm gonna shop around. I'm gonna do different things. And because I have a budget, which is my structure, right? I'm allowed to flow within that and figure all of that out. And if I wanna like save money on one side so that I can put that money towards, I don't know, a massage ball in there or maybe like a tattoo. I haven't thought about it yet, but I can, you know? And
Yeah.
so I think when we think about like what we're doing in our business and our purpose, you know, I'm really here to like nurture people and to light them up, you know, point them in the direction, get them from where I was when I felt so lost when I had Macy. Like that is like a huge part of my purpose, right? And so having a system or a structure, not just saying things to just randomly say things or just, you know, it's important. It's important for me to know that I'm making a difference. And it's important for other people to know where to find me to get this healing, to get, you know, this part of myself that I'm giving. So it really is important for us to have these things, to have something that's measurable and attainable and all of these different things. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, us doing like this divine feminine or sacred feminine work should not shy away from that. In fact, we should embrace it. But it's how we do that. Because I've seen the other side of that, not to get off on a tangent, but I've seen where we have people that we respect that don't have these systems in place, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Also, it's not, it's you're doing your clients or audience or friends or, you know, whoever's watching you or listening to you a disservice by not including these masculine elements into the kind of work that we're doing because you can't. I don't know. Like there has to be some sort of system to even like do a social media post that's meant to attract certain people, blah blah blah. Like we're not just in our feminine all the time. We can't
Yeah,
be.
we
That's
can't
not,
be.
yeah,
And I
unless you're just paying
even
everyone to do
Instagram,
everything else
yeah,
for you.
true. Even though Instagram may seem like that's what's happening, there's so much outside of that.
Yeah.
So, I think this is so funny. The conversation has turned this way. I think it's important. And I think it's going to be a really big part of the year.
Yeah, I think it is. So I want to talk about my other intention, I guess, and that is to create, like, be in my sacral in a creative sense more. So right now that means like less channeling. Nikki's like, you need to give your upper chakras a little bit of a break right now. Like you've been going pretty hard the last couple of years. And I just want to be in my sacral, like what are the, whether that means like listening to good music, because God knows I've only listened to like kids' music the last couple of years.
Do you want to listen to Frozen? Moana?
I mean, I get down to it, let's be honest. We had a dance party to like the music from Bluey today, which is
Oh,
like they
amazing.
don't even really have music. It's just like random stuff from their episodes. But I digress, but like having fun with like making my playlist for my yoga classes again and like listening to music in my car when I am alone or when I can convince Gemma. It means like the last couple of nights I've sat in bed after she's fallen asleep and I've written like some poetry and it's not meant to be
Ooh.
shared and it's not even like I'm probably not that good, but it just feels good to
To
it
do
just
to get
feels
it
good
out
to do
there.
it. Yeah. And be
I love
like,
that.
so yeah, I'd like to, I know that as she gets older, I'll be able to explore more hobbies again and have more outlets because I can't, I have to be realistic about
Oh, for sure.
what I can do. Because like my grandmother, she was an incredible watercolor artist. And that's kind of always been on the back of my mind of like something I would like to learn how to do. But I know right now if we're gonna do watercolors, it's gonna have to be together because no way in hell this girl's letting me hold a paintbrush by myself and like you know what I mean?
Doing your own thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like pottery, I'd love to learn. There are a lot of things that I'd love to tinker with later on. But yeah, I'm like, what's realistic? What can I do right now? And what just feels good, right? Like just being in that sacral state to me feels so nourishing. And it's funny, like when you get pregnant, that's such a it's such a part of it, right? This baby's growing in
Yes.
your sacral and your baby's born and you can connect with your sacral in certain ways, but it does take away some of the capacity to just be in that kind of free flowy artsy state, at least for a while. So getting back to that is part of what I want to do. And I think creating the structures that I would like to create and building the business that I would like to create will help me get into that mode more.
I feel that.
Yeah.
It's almost the same for me. I didn't go into it with you here, but I feel like Miles is at this age now where, yeah, he's still pretty young, obviously, but I'm having this like call, this feeling like I can get back into being more, a little bit more spontaneous, a little bit more, like you said, creative, like definitely that sacral energy. And so I think it's important to kind of like just check in, from time to time where you are and see. So I really love that about what your intentions are for this year, Lauren.
Yeah, yours too. I can't wait to see what's created, and I'm holding your vision with you.
Oh, thanks, friend.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you.
You're welcome. And I'm excited to share with everyone, the things that will be coming up and co-create with this community,
Yeah. Me too. I have some things that are going to be in my specific goal sheet when I get to it. That's kind of rattling around in my mind, but I want to honor this time. I really just want to honor this time of being still in winter and resting and knowing that it's going to be there for me. Knowing that what as long as it's aligned, it will be there waiting for me to pick it up and to do and to have and to share. So that's kind of what I want to roll with this next month or two.
I love it. Yeah, for me, it's like being in sort of a dream state while also starting to strategize, but that doesn't really mean like a lot of implementation just yet. Except with the studio, because that's a living, breathing thing that, needs tending to.
Just can't let that just go. Whatever, do whatever. You definitely have to tend to that.
No.
Tend to that particular garden, but we can plant so many gardens, We can
Yeah.
do different things.
I think you're talking about like intentional, and I think one of the phrases that keeps going through my mind, and I put it at my new Monday Instagram post that I'm sharing it to, is like, stop going through the motions. And I don't think mostly I'm going through the motions. I think I've been in a more intentional space for a long time, although it can slip in. But whether we're in our more like feminine creative state or more in the masculine s strategies and systems state, like it's important in either one of those to be present to them, right? And to like awaken to the magic of life around. So whatever season we're in, we can stop going through the motions. My reel says stop going through the motions, start getting down.
I saw you shaking your booty on your reel.
Oh yeah. But I want to like jolt people out of that like that sleepy state, you know?
Yeah, which makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Like, wake up. There's color around you.
Take it all in.
Magic and
No.
fun.
Well,
Chubby goes, stop it.
you said stop. Wake up. Well, I love this. I love this conversation. I think it's kind of like a two-parter. It definitely was, you know, our intentions and what the year is going to look like, but also really heavily on putting those structures and systems in place so we can be more in our feminine energy.
Yep.
Really big emphasis on that. So I love it.
I love it too. All right. I'm excited for this year and for our next few episodes coming out. Besties, we love you. Keep listening. Keep telling us what you want to hear. And we will chat very soon.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.